Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, a initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe soft water for you and your family. iowasoftwater.com.
Kaboom! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. In studio with us is Kristen Griffin. She's the executive director of the Young Women's Resource Center, founded back in 1978. That's been around a long time. Kristen, welcome to the Business News Hour. Great to have you here.
Thank you, Michael. Happy to be here.
So that would mean next year is your 40th anniversary.
Yes, it is.
Is the math right?
Your math is actually pretty good.
How about that? Yeah.
You're right on. We're going to have our 40th anniversary.
I went to public school, too. How about that? All right, so your 40th anniversary. Tell us, what is the Women's Resource Center? What do you do?
Well, we actually serve about 1,500 girls and young women each and every year. We only work in the greater Des Moines area. We do a lot of work with girls between the ages of 10 to 21. Big focus on self-esteem, body language, reproductive health, healthy relationships, all of those things you need to be a strong female when you grow up.
And how do you get into the system, into the program?
So anybody can come into the program. We don't have any barriers. The question is whether we have space.
Ah.
Yes.
It's always something, isn't it?
It's always something.
How does this work? I mean, so you're talking about a broad level of services to young women and girls. Is this classroom time? Is it, do they live there? I don't know anything about this. So tell me the whole stuff here.
Yeah, we actually have a great relationship with the Des Moines Public Schools. So we do get some time in specific schools to work with, say, fifth graders or sixth graders around these really important issues. We also do a lot of programming back at our center, which is on 5th. And we do programming there for teen moms, so young moms anywhere between the ages right now of 12 to 21, as well as some of our after-school programs that happen back at the center.
And when you're talking in this atmosphere, of today's atmosphere, with all kinds of craziness going on, mm-hmm. and we're talking about women's issues and people being called out on harassment charges, I suspect you're working with these young women and girls to give them some self-esteem so they may not fall victim to some of that?
One of the things we really focus on is working with girls and young women to be proud of who they are, to really have a voice, to feel confident in their abilities and what they can achieve. We are actually getting ready. We're starting to look a little bit at advocacy work and what we could do to actually influence some of the systems and the processes that we live within. But right now, we really focus on the individuals we serve and how we can give them the skills that they need.
When you talk about skills, what skills are most lacking with some of the individuals that you work with?
It really is self-esteem. There's some really amazing scientific research out there that says when a young woman enters middle school, there is a decrease of 50% in her self-esteem.
Why?
I don't think science knows that. I think it's the time of your life when you start picking up on the social cues and what you hear in the media about the role of women and how you should act, what your abilities are, what you're capable of. But if you think about that decrease and how that's going to impact the choices you make in your life and what you think you're capable of in your life, that is such a critical time to be strong.
Well, this would perhaps answer some questions about why are fewer women in STEM programs? I mean, if the self-esteem issue may not be there, and if that is happening about this time when individuals are starting to formulate what they want to do and what they want to learn, that could have a major impact on that, I would think.
Oh, it does. And then the other piece is if you don't have those role models, if you don't see those strong women working in STEM or in corporate offices or in the government, then you don't think that's a place that women work or exist. You don't see yourself in those spaces.
We're talking with Kristen Griffin, ladies and gentlemen, executive director of the Young Women's Resource Center. If you know nothing about that, we will have links to their website up on our radio blog as soon as this is posted. How do you get your funding?
So our funding, we rely heavily on donations, and I think that's something that's really interesting around our 40th anniversary. We actually have a lot of corporations that are coming out to sponsor us, and I would give a shout-out to Knapp Properties, who is our presenting sponsor for the 40th anniversary, as well as individuals who are sponsoring the year. And that individual support, that corporate support, is really critical to make sure we happen and that our programming takes place.
If you've been around for 40 years, you've probably had the opportunity to at least track some success stories, I would think.
Yes.
Can you talk about any of those?
One of the amazing things I thought when we went back and looked at our history, we've actually touched more than 30,000 girls and young women in our community with 40 years of service. And if you think about the success stories, it's everything from the young mom who comes to us at 16 and is now getting ready to graduate as a nurse. It's the fifth grader who comes to us who's bullied and has anxiety problems and is maybe not doing as well at school as she could be and is now going on to college and succeeding. I mean, there are so many individual stories in 40 years that it's absolutely amazing.
When all of this was created some 40 years ago by Louise Rosenfeld Nunn, was that its early reason for being? Mm-hmm. Same thing? Same general mission?
I think for better or for worse, Louise Nunn and our co-founders really saw issues around self-esteem for girls and young women. There was no programming in our community that met those needs. They had a lot of need for teen moms who needed supports around raising their children and being successful parents, as well as working with a lot of girls at that time that were involved in the juvenile justice system. Mm. So those were some of the key needs that they created the center for.
You know, we have had the school administrators in and individuals on the school board, and we've talked about the school's place in education and sometimes even rearing our students. Mm-hmm. I would suspect that the school system sees you folks as a valuable resource.
Well, and that's how we see the school system. We've had an amazing partnership with them, and there's a lot of pressure put on them that I hope that we can help out and alleviate a little bit.
So we've been talking about what is the Young Women's Resource Center. What do they do? How do they do it? Now let's talk a little bit about the celebration. This is something mm-hmm. that's a year-long event?
Yes, we're actually planning events. We've got an event coming up every single month throughout the year of 2018.
That takes a lot of planning.
It does. We've actually been working on it for about 6 or 7 months now. We've got an amazing group of volunteers who have been helping out, getting those events scheduled and on the books and planned out.
So who can go to these events, and when do they all kick off?
Our first event is actually going to kick up off on January 21st.
Okay.
It's a retro roller event,
what?
Retro roller skating event. That's going to be a little bit of a throwback and a nod to our starting in the late 70s. It's open to the public. It's going to be on Skate South. And all of our events are actually open to the public. Some of them have a ticket associated with, and some of them are fundraisers or are free of cost.
Got it. Okay. So this is partly a friendraiser. In other words, getting people to know more about the mission and the accomplishments of the Young Women's Resource Center. And at the same time, you can also utilize some of this as a fundraiser, right?
Exactly. And I mean, we always have increasing demand for services. So it's figuring out how do we meet that need. And this gives us an opportunity to grow some of our most popular programming.
So the first event is in January, and then you have one each month following that. And how are you inviting people to, other than here, how are you inviting people to get involved in this?
A lot of invitations, a lot of information is going to go out through social media. Mm-hmm. So if you follow us on Facebook, you can also see what's happening on our website, which is ywrc.org.
And I'm sorry, I was looking at something else. Yeah. I'm going, you don't do all this by yourself, all of this stuff. You're the executive director of this group.
Yeah, I have
a lot of this job. Yeah, right. I've been there, believe me. How many staff people do you have?
So we have a staff of 21 right now.
Yeah.
Which is everything from folks to help with the free transportation we provide to folks to do marketing, direct service provision. And I think one of the things that really sets us apart from so many other agencies is the passion and the devotion that our staff have to making sure we're providing the very best service that we can.
Kristen Griffin, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Young Women's Resource Center celebrating 40 years here in the greater Des Moines metro. Was this patterned after any other group out there, or were you guys sort of pioneering it?
Yeah, when Louise Nunn and our co-founder set us up, we were really unique, and still to this day, we remain unique in the types of services that we provide.
And again, the services that you provide are mostly transitional for young girls and women. In other words, transitioning from a young girl into a young woman and then learning some of those skills that go along with it. Yep. What other than self-esteem, what other programs do you offer?
So we also do a lot of work around reproductive health, healthy relationships and body image and understanding that. We have two therapists on site. We can provide therapy free of charge. And then most recently, we've started doing a lot of work around building resiliency skills.
Resiliency skill. What's that mean? Mm-hmm.
So your resiliency skills are your ability to bounce back when you experience trauma or something traumatic happens to you in your life. And it's something that if you build those at a young age, it can go with you your entire life.
How long have you been with the Young Women's Resource Center?
I've been there about 2 years.
All right. long-term people there still that have been there for a while?
Oh, yeah. Our finance director, Jenny Metzger, has been there for almost 20 years.
Wow. And how have things changed? How has the Young Women's Resource Center adjusted to societal differences and maybe new issues that have cropped up over the years?
I think it's been challenging. I think the needs that we see with the clients that we serve have grown increasingly complex. Everything from the impact of social media, bullying, access people have to information, teen pregnancy happening even younger and younger, and kind of this pressure on girls to not really be kids anymore, but to be adults at such a young age.
What lessons are here for parents? What would you tell parents about raising a young girl in today's society that are not necessarily involved in your program? What would you share with them? What kind of knowledge, what kind of tips might you give them to raise a healthy young woman?
I think so much of it is about helping young women understand the possibilities that are out there and the power that they have to achieve them and the strength that they have and how parents can help young women grow that. So it's not discussions about how pretty you look. It's discussions about what books are you reading? What do you think about being when you grow up? What's your future going to look like?
And empowering them even before they realize that they're being empowered.
Exactly.
Wow. What an interesting conversation with Kristen Griffin, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the Young Women's Resource Center celebrating 40 years here in the Metro and the work that they do to assist young girls become young women with direction and a sense of purpose in their own lives. I really appreciate you coming in and doing this, Kristen. This is really important stuff. Just before you, we had Peggy Huppert in talking about mental health issues here in Iowa. And so much of what we talk about tends to be in this realm. You know, I'm not saying that individuals who come to your program have some mental health issues, but mental health issues that are rampant here in the state of Iowa do impact, I'm sure, people that you work with.
Very much. The population that we serve, young women, are experiencing a lot of trauma in their life, whether it's abuse, assault. And I think all of that links back sometimes to mental health issues. So there are some definite patterns here.
It is 40 years of the Young Women's Resource Center, and you've been listening to Kristen Griffin. She's the executive director, and we will have links for all of this up on our radio blog. Thanks so much for doing this. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, isn't Brooke Benscooter a terrific person?
Yeah, she's been a wonderful volunteer for us.
She makes this stuff happen, and we really appreciate her so very much. Thanks again for doing this.
Thank you.
All right, we've got to clear out of here. It's nigh on to 6 o'clock. That means the music is going, and it says, go, kids. We got to make room until tomorrow at 5 o'clock. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Peggy Huppert in the first half hour talking about NAMI, and this half hour, Kristen Griffin from the Young Women's Resource Center. For Tyler Hackenmiller, who is our producer, Mary Sayer is the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood is the program director for the radio station. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by our good friend James Goodlett. You want some good music for your commercial use? We can hook you up. James Goodlett. He rocks. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour. And the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is none other than Jeff Delvaux. If you're lighting candles tonight, happy Hanukkah. You would be the third candle, just saying, just in case you're into that. For all of us here, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Have a great evening. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.